It's 91.7 KXT, and thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Rodney Crowell is in the studio with us. Hey, thanks for coming, Rodney. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Who'd you bring with you today?
I brought Stuart Smith on the guitar, Michael Renee on the drums.
On the bass.
Well, for right now, we'll say that he's playing a big, fat bass guitar, but I said drums, but I was thinking about Keo Stroud on the drums. But, you know, they sort of taking his drums away.
Well, hey, first of all, congratulations on your Grammy win.
Thank you.
You bet. Old Yellow Moon.
That was fun and exciting. I went to the Grammys. I took my daughter. She couldn't have been more excited for me.
Great. Well, I'd like to get started from a song. You got a new album that's already coming out just on the heels of your Grammy Award winning. It's called Tar Paper Sky. You going to play some new music from it today?
I will. I'll play a song that was over 20 years in the making. Started this song many, many years ago with Will Jennings, who's a world-famous songwriter, but from Tyler, Texas, Will Jennings is. And when I finally figured out, after all of these years of wondering why this song didn't work, I finally figured that the last verse needed to be, something of a cross between Cajun patois, franglais, we might say.
Thank you.
Four hands clapping.
Good. Very, very nice. It's Rodney Crowell here in the studio with us today here on 91.7 KXT. Brand new music, the new album, Tar Paper Sky, comes out April 15th.
Tax day.
Very, very, tax day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coincidental. Spend your rebate on my new album.
And you're headed on down to South by Southwest for a few shows.
I am indeed.
It was really interesting to hear you talk about your first couple of years in Nashville, like in the early 70s, people like Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, and conversations were more about, and you compared it to like showing a painting.
Mm-hmm.
What you were doing, what your creative process, and you know, how you're growing, not necessarily about money, and or who or what names cut your song. I mean, are things moving back that way?
I can't tell, honestly. Early, you know, when I got to Nashville and I lucked into a salon setting, you know, it was kind of like, I kind of romantically say it would be a mini Paris in the 20s. And Guy Clark was there, and Townes Van Zandt and Mickey Newberry and Steve Earle and Lucinda Williams and John Hyatt, and a bunch of us who are still active in the business. And, you know, we stayed up all night, you know, playing music and singing songs. And we talked about writing and creating. And it was nobody ever thought they were going to make any money. You know, and it was never part of the conversation. And the thing about, you know, we live in corporate times, you know. We live in quarterly profit projections, right, and such. So that now when a young songwriter shows up, you know, the conversation is about, can you write for whoever's hot? You know, I can't write a song for anybody. The only songs that I can write are the ones that, you know, tap me on the shoulder and need to be written, you know, and if I'm doing my job correctly, I'll let the song tell me what it wants to be, and those are the ones that last the longest. If you held a gun in my head and said, write a song for, take your pick, whoever it was, I'd just say, pull the trigger. It's not going to happen. And I've had songs recorded for years and years and years and years and years that never did I write a song for somebody.
And you're writing songs with people. You're writing songs with Jewel right now.
I am writing songs with Jewel. That's a lot of fun, too. Jewel's cool. She's a poet, you know, and I suppose I should have known that. But in conversation, you know, we talked about poetry a lot, and we shared admiration. You know, she loves Pablo Neruda, you know, and I like the Irish poets, you know, and I like C.K. Williams, and we talked a lot about poetry, and that's not a conversation that comes up a lot in contemporary culture.
And something you don't really think about. I mean, you're an author, too. You wrote China Berry Sidewalks.
Yes.
How is that different than writing songs?
Well, writing songs, you can use big old giant metaphors like the "You Are My Sunshine." That's about as big a metaphor as exists in the whole world. Now, you have some guitar changes, you have some chords, you can bend the words a little bit and make those words seem like conversation and seem important. You put those words on a page, just you and the lone reader, because your audience as a writer on the page is one person, that one reader. "You Are My Sunshine" looks like overblown and overimportant. So the thing for me to learn was that all of the tricks that work, those giant metaphors that work in song, don't work on the page. And it took me years to realize that. And once I did, I was able to you know, sustain something that might be akin to a narrative.
I guess what would your advice be for somebody who just wants to write a song, write a good song? A lot of people miss that these days.
My advice to anybody who wants to write anything is that be prepared to get up and go to work every day, every single day. And if I'm on the road, I'm generally thinking about when I'm going to get back home. But when I'm at home, I get up in the morning, I make a cup of tea, and I go to my place where I write, and that's what I do. That's my life. And it's a blessing to be able to live that existence, and I'm grateful for it through and through. And therefore, I'm very careful about, you know, I read somewhere once that a man or a woman who have found their work need ask for no other blessing. And that's how I feel about being a writer, is like, God, I get to make stuff up, and every once in a while a check comes in the mail.
Very nice. Rodney Crowell, thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate it. Let's hear one more song.
Okay. You tore through my heart like a tornado looking for a trailer park. And this white trash mismatch sort of cast culture clash hit the mark. We met on a Monday, it is Sunday, it happened so fast. They said it wouldn't last, yeah, but what do they know? Why can't they say so now? Hey, I was racking up points in the dives and the joints on the edge of town. Shooting cool, playing cool, trying to get some other food to buy another round. Hey, then you rattled my brain like a runaway train. You scattered my plans like a dynamite blast. Some kind of woman, Frankie, stand up and take a bow. Frankie, please, don't ever give me the deep freeze. And your P's and Q's and don'ts and do's are all the news that light my fuse. Don't change nothing, not on a dare. Ever since you hit here, I've been walking on air. I didn't see you coming, Frankie. Now I can't let you go. Shagged, bragged, bagged, tanked it like I lost every battle. But still I won the war. Frankie, please, don't ever give me the deep breathe. In the time we got, let's tie the knot and fire the shot that hits the spot. Lord have mercy, hallowed be. It ain't a pretty picture, but it's working on me. I'm a fool for you, Frankie. Don't let me let you go. Are you one in a million, Frankie? That's all I need to know. Thank you. Thank you.